So this is one I've been looking forward to as well. The Kōanga Institute is a charitable trust that works to save New Zealand's heritage seeds and plants. Over the past 30 years, the Institute has collected and saved hundreds of not only heritage vegetable seed lines, but also heritage fruit tree lines. And joining us today is Kay Baxter, who co-founded the Institute with her husband, Bob. Hi, Kay.
Kia ora, GC.
Kia ora. How did this all get started?
It's a crazy story, really, because it's not something I ever planned. I couldn't have dreamed it in my wildest dreams. I started collecting fruit trees first because we were up on Bob's family farm in Kaiwaka in Northland, and all the fruit trees in the garden centres don't really fruit well in Northland. It's not cold enough.
Oh, yeah.
And they've come from much colder places, and like they're selected and bred for different climates to the Northland climate. And so they weren't doing well, and I just noticed randomly that there were lots of wild fruit trees around, and Bob's mother knew that they were the old fruit trees that came with our early settlers, our ancestors around the Kaipara and around Northland, and I had another random friend who was a fisherman on the Kaipara, and we just all got together, and he knew where all the original settlements were, all around the Kaipara Harbour, and most of the houses were gone, although there's still some there. But a lot of the fruit trees were still there then. This is like more than 30 years ago now. And so we just started collecting. And when we started collecting those fruit trees and started tasting the fruit, oh, my God, the fruit, the flavour is so amazing.
Really?
And I was really naive, like, in the beginning. I mean, I was just a mum, really. I was a gardener, but a mum looking to plant permaculture orchard and garden. I'd done a permaculture design course, and I was looking for something that didn't need spraying and, you know, lots of poisons put on it, and these old fruit trees were just amazing. So I kind of started that, and then a few years later, another amazing, well, it was a real moment, really. When I went to live in Kaiwaka, I was struggling because I didn't know anybody. Like, Bob grew up there, but I didn't know anyone. And I had a friend there who was in the same situation, and we'd married local farmers. So we thought, oh, we'll join the garden club. And we were like in our early 30s then with lots of young kids. And, you know, the age of women in the garden club is like the age I am now. And we thought, oh, well, we'll meet some people we have got something in common with. And there was a waiting list. And so we put our names on the waiting list and sort of forgot about it. And then I went to Mystery Creek that year with Bob's mum on the Kaiwaka Garden Club bus. And I walked into the seed tent at Mystery Creek in the farmer's field days.
Field days, yeah.
Yeah. And this man in there said to me, did I know that the only seeds we sell in New Zealand was Pukekohe Longkeeper onions? Only seeds we sell that are grown here is Pukekohe Longkeeper onions, and all the rest come from Holland. And I was horrified because the shiver went up my spine, because it was right at that moment that Chernobyl had just gone off, you know, the Russian nuclear disaster. And we had friends in Holland, and we knew that what was going on in Holland, and we thought New Zealand is totally dependent for our food security. Here we were, like, in this country, no one knew, totally dependent for our food security on seeds from Holland. And I kind of know now that that wasn't totally the real picture, but it served to galvanise me, and it was reasonably accurate. So that's what got me going. I just thought, well, I'd never heard of seed saving, never heard of heritage seeds, but I just thought, this isn't okay. I'd four young kids. I felt like I needed to do better than be dependent on Holland for our food. So I started looking, and the next week we got into garden club. Our first week at garden club, and this lady came straight up to me, and she said, oh, you're that lady that saves the fruit trees. You might like these bean seeds. And she handed me some Dalmatian bean seeds, and that clicked. So I realised that if we were going to have the old seeds that we could save and grow ourselves, they were with the old gardeners. And that just
So let me ask you this. So I'm just aware we've got a limited amount of time, so I want to get as much of the story as possible. So you've started providing these seeds to other people who are keen, and have you heard good stories back from how well they've gone?
I'm constantly getting letters and emails, constantly. It's like, in the beginning, I would, for the first, like, 15 years or so, I'd get new seeds in the mail every day. It's not so often now, but we are constantly getting feedback. Yeah.
What are the best ones? What are the ones that you get the most love for?
People always ask me that question, and I don't even know the answer anymore. They're all special. Like all of the seeds that we have in our collection have all got a story. They've all got a whakapapa. Mm. So, you know, by the time you come to know the seed and what the vegetable's like and know the story and where it came and how it came to New Zealand, it kind of they're all special, all 800 of them.
Yeah. Let me put it this way then. How much of a difference is it for people when they discover the fruit and veggies that come from these seeds compared to what they've been used to?
Oh, I think that once you start growing your own food or you start eating food grown from heritage seeds in biological environment, like in a living soil, you'll never go back. Like it's completely different. It's profoundly different. Especially if you know it's got something to do with the whakapapa too. Like, and it also depends. I mean, one of the things we've learnt from the new science of epigenetics is that our bodies recognise the food of our own ancestors and communicate. I mean, it's the communication between our food and our junk DNA which determines. It's the quality of that communication between our food and the air we breathe and everything in our environment and our junk DNA that determines the tags that get placed on our DNA, which determines how our DNA expresses or how our health is now or how our children are. And when you eat food that has been grown in living soil and it's heritage seed, which means it's able to communicate fully with the life in the soil, which modern seeds can't, to the same extent, you can taste and feel the difference in many ways. People really get that. You really get it. You can't miss it.
Mike is listening. He says that he grows some of your carrot seeds, white Belgium carrots. He had one today. He reckons it's delicious.
Yeah, that was a good story. When I was first sent, those white carrot seeds originally came from an old guy called Henry Harrington in Southland, who was one of our really important seed savers. He was from a French family, the de Melmonch family in Akaroa, the early settlers there. And I didn't taste it for a few years. I thought white carrots didn't really do it for me. But then I discovered that they are the carrots the food processors use to make bouillon cubes, vegetable bouillon cubes, because they've got the most flavour.
Ah. We might have to get you on as a regular, I think. I've enjoyed chatting to you. We're out of time, though.
I could go on forever.
I get that sense. You have little booklets and things for people as well who buy the seeds.
We have loads of things, We're here to support people to come back to gardening and grow their food and health.
Yeah. I reckon you were just the inspiration we needed today, so thank you, Kay Baxter. We'll find another excuse sometime soon, okay?
Cool.
Nice to talk to you, Kay Baxter. From Koanga Institute, a charitable trust that works to save New Zealand's heritage seeds and plants.